The Pulse, WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I am your host, John Fowler. Hope you're having a great day, and I pray that you are. Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Share, like, and subscribe. Talking about today, it'd probably help if I put the topic on the screen here. Hold on a second here. Let me put this on. There we go. Put that there and that there. There we go. Here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the Storm Stopper. Normally, I'm in Winston-Salem on Thursdays and Fridays. And the reason why is because that is where the third campus of the Pulse Church is. And but when you look at the weather forecast for today and tomorrow, they're supposed to get 3 to 5 inches of snow from the Tropical Storm Debbie. So not snow, but rain. 3 to 5 inches of rain. And from Tropical Storm Debbie that has hit the coast twice. It's gone inland twice. And so we decided not to go to Winston-Salem today due to that fact. And so we just going to stay right here. Got stuff to do here, but I'll be back next week. So we're talking about the Storm Stopper since we have a theme of a storm that's on the East Coast. And there are storms that happen within your life and my life, and things are going to happen. But what you have to do is you have to remember that storms of life and what the topic is, it refers to trials and difficulties and challenges that we face with the disruption of peace and stability. That's a great definition of what a storm is, because it definitely disrupts our peace and our stability. What happens is these storms, they can manifest in various kind of ways. Let me give you some examples. Financial troubles, health issues, relationship conflicts, problems at work, maybe emotional turmoil. But you have to remember that each storm is unique, but it can also have the potential to test our faith and what we believe. And so it's important that you, when you go through the storms of life, that when we go through these challenges, is that we have to remain fixed upon Jesus. You know, when Peter stepped out of the boat, and I believe he walked on water. But when he took his eyes off Jesus and started looking at the circumstances, look at the situation around him, that's when the problem began. John 16:33 says this, "These things I spoke unto you that you might have peace, because in this world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." That's for you and me today, because let me tell you something, we go through things within our lives, but God is able to help us through that process. Storms of life sometimes are unexpected, and they can leave you feeling overwhelmed and unprepared. And that the truth, can somebody say amen in the house? See, because the way I like it is the background of the podcast today, that a picture I took last week about the sunset and how peaceful the sunset is. And man, I tell you what, it's like the sunrise just comes with a roar, but the sunset has peace behind it. So these challenges can challenge our trust in God. It'll cause us sometimes to question His presence and His purpose in the struggle. Why me? Why am I going through this? Woe is me. And you have to be careful not to feel sorry for yourself, but to press through this thing, because when you go to the valley, And sometimes you get taught in the valley. I don't believe that the valley is someplace that we always have to go. But when we do go to the valley, which is another word for the woodshed, many times God teaches us why we're there. But learn what you need to learn while you're there and get out, because the devil's going to beat up on you if you're not careful. Recognizing the storms are part of the human experience and can help us to prepare and seek God's strength during the difficult time. Man, I tell you what, it doesn't get any well-versed than that. And people say, well, I've never gone through anything. Well, you will. And if you haven't gone through a storm, you will. But let me tell you something. That is when you learn. That is when you go through the challenges of life and that you grow. Now, here's the source of the storm. And this is what you have to think about. Personal storms can arise from various sources. And they come from our choices, the action of others, and sometimes an external circumstance beyond our control. An external circumstance, a circumstance that is beyond our control. Understand that the causes can help us navigate through them with wisdom and faith. And sometimes we need to do that. We need to say, okay, did I cause this? Did someone else cause this? Or is this just a circumstance that's beyond my control? Romans 3:23 says this, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." So our mistakes and our sins can create storms, leading to circumstances that will disrupt our lives. I mean, you cheat on your wife or you cheat on your husband and they find out about it. Let me tell you something. That creates a storm. You embezzle money, that creates a storm. You do something that you're not supposed to do, that will create a storm. Yes, Jesus is faithful and God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But let me tell you something, there are still circumstances. There are sins and there are circumstances. He forgives us, but if you rob a bank, God forbid, what happens is you could say, God, forgive me, and mean it at some point, but then you still are going to have to pay the piper. You're going to have to go to jail. You're going to have to pay the consequences. Our actions and our decisions of others can also impact us, causing relational and emotional distress. Relationships and emotional distress because the actions and the decisions of others, what somebody else does to you. You know, so understand that you can make mistakes, you can sin that will create a storm, and then also there are actions and decisions of others that will impact us, and so we have to be real careful how we handle those kind of situations. And remember, yesterday, if you haven't heard yesterday's podcast, we were talking about how to respond to people that you disagree with, and I encourage you to listen to that one. External factors such as natural disasters, economic downturns, and also things that just absolutely you have no control over can create a storm, and it affects us personally. You know, this election, the way the election goes, will affect us personally. It will cause our families to go in an uproar if it goes the wrong way. Jesus is our shelter. And this is one of the things that I wrote down. Jesus provides us with a spiritual umbrella, such as prayer and scripture and fellowship with other believers to shield us from the impact of life storms. It works every time. He is our umbrella. He is the cleft of the rock. He takes care of us when things even when things are good, he takes care of us when things are bad. And you think, well, if he loves us so much, why does he let us go through those things? Uh-huh. Because he loves us. When we face storms, Jesus offers us the shelter and the protection. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He provides peace and comfort in the midst of the turmoil. And Lord, I just pray. I love peace. But Lord, I just pray for the ones that are going through turmoil today. And Lord, I pray that the ones that are having disagreements with employees at work, going through financial woes, I pray, God, that you help them through it. By turning to Jesus, we can find the courage and the faith to weather any storm. Hallelujah. And that comes from Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The dumb run away from it, but the righteous run towards it. Look, don't try to fix problems on your own. Jesus can help you through that process. Don't be afraid to take your phone and call somebody. Call somebody with experience. Let me tell you something. I do that all the time. Hey, what do you think about this? How do you think I should handle that? It's good to have a sounding board. Trusting in Jesus allows us to see beyond the storm, knowing that He has the power to bring us through to the other side. He could even stop the storm. You know, there's some things that I don't understand, God. Things I don't get. I don't understand why He lets things happen. But, you know, I'm not God, and He is, and His ways are not our ways. And some things you just have to put up on a shelf because there's not an answer for. But trusting in God allows us to see beyond that storm, knowing that He has the power to bring us through it. Jesus, I pray You help us through the storms today. Lord, I pray over South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, New Jersey, New York, every place that this storm is invading. And Lord, I just pray that You protect people, but also storms that people are going through, things that people are going through in their life. Lord, I pray over them, and I pray for help, and I pray for strength. And Lord, I thank You for that. Hey, let me ask you something. If you're not where you need to be with Jesus, it's a simple process. All you have to do is say, Father, I've sinned. I ask You to forgive me of my sins. I ask You to come into my life and live. And I ask You to use me for Your kingdom, glory, and Your honor. Hey, if you prayed that prayer today, you're saved. And you meant that within your heart. Let me tell you something. Tell somebody that you got saved today. My son-in-law, Nick, got saved on Sunday. And the first thing I did when I got back down to where everybody was, I said, Nick, you got to tell people. Yeah, I said, you got to tell people you got saved. So I said, can I have everybody's attention? And I said, Nick has an announcement. And then Nick said, I got saved today. And so that kind of helps seal the deal for sure. But now baptism shows up. Now we've got to make sure that we get him baptized, get him ready, for that. So it's encouraging. God's faithful. God's doing a work. And let me tell you something. All you have to do is trust Him. Trust in God, and He will help you through it. Download our app on the Android and the Apple device, the Pulse WV Live. And if you download that app, that gives you access to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, music, preaching, and teaching, some of the best this side of heaven. And I guarantee you that you will be blessed. Like right now, I'm playing Southern Gospel music. You say, well, how are you doing that? Well, it's recorded. Hey, I wrote a book. You can get your copy today on Amazon, Frankie the Honeybee. Frankie the Honeybee seeks help from God to fulfill his mission of spreading sweetness to a bitter world. The challenge was Frankie can't fly. He couldn't fly, so he needed help from his guardian angel, Ace. So with his unwavering faith and belief in God, Frankie learns to fly to fulfill his purpose. You can get your copy today on Amazon get you an extra copy because it's for adults. Adults are buying this book. And I appreciate my sister, Kathy, and she's our publicist, and as well as her husband, Brady, for really getting that book out there. And I appreciate that. Have a great day, everybody. And there's three different ways that you can give to this ministry. And we appreciate the ones that give to this ministry. And you can do that by texting the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187. You could go to thepulsechurch.com, give through PayPal, or you can mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. First person today that donates $50 to the ministry will get a free Frankie the Honeybee book. You just let us know and we'll send it to you free of charge. And thank you for giving. Thank you for being a blessing. And thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God.